BlakeRadio.com.
It's time for some happy magical rock this time shows with your host, Super Feeling Mandel Ragaza. Yeah, voice on America Missing. Also, it may be including cast of characters, Crazy Kane Loving Jackie Bice, Grumpy Farmer Skin Color Allergic Spark Person, and many of our happy, fun, dying peoples. Aussie German of Raw begins. Now!
They chanted his phrase all night long, and we got him for about 30 seconds, which is about 12 more seconds than we did at WrestleMania. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's WTR Raw post show with a, you know, a cast of many, as it were. The ladies of the rack, Jackie Fleiss and Lindsay Wood, are here. I am Sir Rockin', and I have a feeling this is going to be an interesting show tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Where do we begin?
There was no Undertaker. There was no Kane. There was an 18-second world title match at WrestleMania yesterday. Just,
and then you want to bitch about people coming back and just getting an automatic title shot? Hello? Alberto Del Rio?
No, well, he's not getting an automatic shot. He has to beat Sheamus first.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, he's totally going to lose.
Okay. But we'll get there. We're going to get there. But first, there's a word tonight, and I need some help with this. So I'm going to turn to my good friend right about now.
Pee-wee, I have a question.
What's that?
What's today's secret word?
Ooh, interesting question. Let's go and ask Conky.
Conky 3000, ready to assist you, Pee-wee.
Good morning, Conky. Hey, what's today's secret word? Today's secret word is...
Yes!
That's about right, because that's what they were chanting all night long.
That they chanted it all night long, and it was like, wow, that chant's over.
I will say it's better than the what chant.
It's not as annoying. Yet.
Yet.
Yet. That's the key word. Yet.
It's almost like, how do you say this? It was a night of returns. Mm-hmm. Very big ones. The two people I wanted to see weren't there. And one of them that I wanted to see most, I found out I gotta wait till Friday.
Okay. We're gonna get there. We start off the show, however, with The Rock thanking John Cena for the matchup last night. He thanked the people. He is the people's champion, after all. He thanked the people. Thanked everyone. Great match. All that fun stuff, and then he said, this is only the beginning, as one day, he will be the WWE champion.
Does he realize that you have to be there full time to be WWE champion?
That's why he'll never be WWE champion.
You just can't win the belt and then leave again for, you know, 9 years, dude.
Yeah, that would actually require commitment.
Well, It poses some interesting possible matches in the future.
That I will give you, yes. It makes you think of, okay, well, who's going to have the belt when he challenges? Are they going to do it at WrestleMania? Is he going to come back in the summer? But still, if they put the belt on him, you will hear another profanity-strewn rant like you've never heard before.
Oh, please, Rock, become champ. Please. I beg of you. I beg
so
you.
So he... So Rock and Sock can record it and use it against me at a later date.
I beg you. I would get on my hands and knees and beg you, but I don't feel like getting down on my knees right now. I beg you. Rock.
Because, you know, he didn't get it when Taker showed up almost fucking bald last night.
I thought we weren't talking about that on the show.
We're not. That's the only drop I'm going to mention about it. There might be one more.
I'm going to keep track. So far, we're at one. But, you know, I'll have a counter at some point. How many times we mentioned the bald head? But no, please win the title. We want the rant. Rants are fun. I love pipe bombs. Hashtag pipe bombs. Please. I want Lindsay to drop one. Please.
We seem to be very good at them on this network.
I know, right?
We do. Does that mean more Dwayne Manhood references this summer?
No, we don't need any more references to that.
I've had to endure that for a year. Haven't I suffered enough?
Unfortunately, I don't think we have.
Oh, fuck.
I think he'll be at SummerSlam. That's just my guess.
Probably, but it depends on his movie schedule, because I thought he was really busy this year.
As far as I know, he's busy the next few months. Doesn't mean there's a, you know, 3-4 week gap in the summer where he could do something.
So they're going to insta-feud with him with the world champion or the WWE champion, whoever he is at the time, and be like, boom, there you go, there's your title shot, and you're going to win the belt. And, oh yeah, look at that, you're leaving again. So yeah, see you, bye, have fun with our belt while you're gone.
I put this out on Twitter, CM Punk versus The Rock.
If they don't take it off him before then.
I kind of like that idea, CM Punk versus The Rock.
If it were actually The Rock, I would agree with you. But the Dwayne Johnson playing The Rock? No.
It's more on Punk ripping The Rock apart.
Yeah, because you know what? Honestly, Rock cannot cut a promo like he used to. He's not anywhere near. He's not even in Rock's ballpark. He's not even in the same state as Punk's ballpark. So, yeah.
And Kentucky has won.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, Kansas!
So, there's your breaking news. Kentucky wins.
Wins what?
The NCAA March Madness tournament.
They're the national baseball or something?
Basketball, yes.
Basketball.
Oh, that's right. My ex-boyfriend went to KU. He was marking about it. That's right.
Now, I want to go back a little bit. A line from The Rock's promo that he, this is where I would hope Tim's listening, so this is where I'm going to go. Tim, are you listening to this show? Because I need to know, how bad do you have to suck to get cut from the Canadian Football League?
Yeah, what was that?
How bad do you have to be to get cut from the CFL, Tim?
Wait a minute. Whoa, Rock. I heard that joke, but I totally missed it. What was...
The Canadian Football League?
Yeah.
The Rock played for the Canadian Football League. So, I need to know how... You're not getting this, Tim. I need to know. You're the Canadian Football League expert. How bad do you have to be in playing Canadian football to get cut from it?
Canadian football. What's...
It's a Canadian version of the NFL.
But it's still the same game.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There's a little bit of different changes.
No, see, I dated a soccer fiend for like almost 2 years. And in that life, football was soccer. And so I'm used to there being a difference. I'm just trying to make sure.
I love it. I love this show, by the way. Did you know you're listening to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network? It's the awesomest show ever. And Wildcat Woman says, love you, Linz, in the chat room.
I love you, too.
No, we all even love Linz.
Even though your team sucks. See you next year in football. In case you're wondering, she's a U of K fan, I'm a U of L fan, and Louisville tragically lost to Kentucky on Saturday, which was painful enough, and then I had to sit through WrestleMania on Sunday. But there is a long, storied, epic rivalry between those two schools, and she bleeds blue, I bleed red, and we're going to get the whooping up on them in football come this fall. Just saying.
Now, joining us...
Oh, God.
On the World Post Show, it's the one, the only, Tim Stein.
Blah, 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 blah.
Is this the one that built the website?
No, I'm the one who built the website.
All right, sweet, get a dollar.
Smarten the fuck up.
So wait, does that mean we're now Monday Night Mayhem if Tim's here?
The
new and improved Monday Night Mayhem. Welcome to the ham, everybody. Sponsored by hot sauces and sauces that are hot and shit like that.
Wow.
All right.
He's like, what the hell?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Kane Kittens, I swear to God, I'm gonna log in as like, you know, and fucking boot you from the chat room. No,
I'm
not
picking on Kane
Kittens.
That's it.
Where is the log? There it. No, that's not. There it is. Okay, I'm gonna log in.
He's always picking on Kane Kittens.
Kane Kittens is always picking on me. You got it wrong.
You're such an evil old man.
I'm evil.
Someone with an awesome name like that.
Who the hell are you calling old? I'm evil.
You're the self-professed dirty old man in training.
I'm training to be a dirty old man. I'm not there yet.
The next time he's screaming at you to get off his lawn, remember that. He's not old. While he's shaking his cane at you.
I don't have a cane. My mother has a cane.
We need to get
By the way, Tim, look who else is in the chat room.
Who else is in the chat room?
Have you noticed?
Noticed what?
We have a special guest.
We have a special guest in the chat room tonight.
Have a special guest in the chat room tonight?
Yeah.
We do.
Don't you see him on the side?
I suppose I should look at the chat room.
Yeah, you should. You know.
You really should, dude.
You're picking on, you know, Kane Kittens, who chants hashtag the pens at you.
Oh, the real deal. Hi, good to see you. Wow, that's impressive. I'm kidding. Hi, Wildcat Woman.
So, yeah, we have a guest tonight. So, Tim, answer the question for us. How bad do you have to suck to get cut from the Canadian Football League?
Okay, well, you have to suck just as bad, if not worse, than you do with the NFL. You got to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian Football League and the National Football League are not the same game.
Okay, before you get on your rant.
Before you go any further, no, I'm going to rant right fucking now.
No,
Before you go any further with that, okay? There are players who have played very successfully in the NFL, come up to the CFL, can't hack it, they get cut. Now, go ahead.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, what? And there's feedback. Tim's dying again.
What was
Turn
that?
Down your sound.
Turn down your sound, Tim. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the Raw Post Show.
Hi, guys. It's Amy.
Hello. How was
Hi,
Raw?
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. That place exploded with love from turnout. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm serious. If Lesnar wouldn't have come out, I think the place would have rioted. Like, because everyone was just chanting the whole night, Lesnar, either Lesnar, yes, or C, when Alberto Del Rio came out.
C.
Yes, in Spanish. C. That's all I heard.
What a great experience.
That place went off the wall when Lesnar came out, though. I mean, oh, my gosh. Talk about people, like, freaking out.
Was it just me, or has Lesnar toned it down a bit with the muscles?
Oh, yeah.
I think he has toned it down, yeah, because he looked a lot better when he came out than I've seen him in the past.
Diverticulitis would do that. It would help you tone down and not be able to work out as much.
Not just the verticulitis. You're forgetting that he hasn't had a chance to bulk up on steroids yet between UFC
there.
And... Of course you weren't going there, but I'm going a spade, bitch.
It's going to be one of those shows. So what else besides Brock? How was the entire show? Did you chant yes along with everyone?
Actually, I had a no fine.
Daniel Bryan.
Everyone around me said yes, and I held up the no sign because I didn't feel like screaming. But it was a
Since we have Jersey Girl here, and this is the first time I'm getting to talk to her, can you give me just, like, quick 2 minutes? What was it like meeting Kane?
Hey, what the... Wait.
No, I have to know. I have to know, like, seriously, right now.
No. We don't need to talk about Kane now.
Yes, we do. We're depressed. Leave us the fuck alone.
My God. Oh, my God. All right. You got 2 minutes. Clock starts now.
Tell me about me.
What was it like meeting Kane? It was pretty cool because I immediately went, like, when I got to the access, I immediately made a beeline to where he was going to be. And I waited in, like, because I had my walking cast on, so I got to wait in the handicap part. So I got to meet him immediately.
Okay. All right, we're going to cut off the Kane talk for a minute. We have another call on our line. Caller, yes. Hi, Will. Thank you, Will, for calling in and just giving yes. Anyway, back to your cane. You got about another 90 seconds. Continue.
Oh, that doesn't count.
She got cut off.
I paused it for, like, yeah, the first 30. Now you got 90 more. Come on, let's go.
Go ahead, Amy, please.
But basically, like, he came up, and I was like, can you sign it? He's like, yeah. And I was like, can I get a picture? I was like, because my two friends are going to be, like, jealous because they're, like, insanely in love with you.
God, you didn't name us, did you?
I didn't say your name, but so my two friends that I know are, like, going to be extremely jealous because they're like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Should have named
them. Like, I said, they're Kane's of Seth's fans, and they're going to be, like, really jealous. So.
I am jealous.
Why didn't you name drop? why did you name drop?
Wait, say that again.
Her name is not Alan Wolf.
Why did you say that the two crazy girls are Lindsay and Jackie? Why didn't you name drop?
I don't know, because it was being rushed, honestly, because we had, like, two other people behind me, so I just had to say it quickly.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I didn't get the names out. But yeah, like the dark match, I'm not sure if you guys got the tweet for Wild Talk Radio. The dark match was Kane, Cody Rhodes, and Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, Big Show, and Sheamus.
Did they do the 10-man tag?
What?
Did they do the 10-man tag?
Oh, no, they did a 6-man tag.
Okay. And who won?
I don't know. I didn't stay for it. I kind of got it out of there because my dad's coming to pick me up in, like, 20 minutes. So I had to get out. I have to get out and out of my room and stuff and check out.
Okay.
Which is why I left early, so.
And for the record, Sheamus, Big Show, and Randy Orton defeated Daniel Bryan, Kane, and Cody Rhodes when Sheamus pinned Bryan.
The actual word of the day is fuck.
Who was on the phone with me other than Jackie, Lindsay, and Tim?
Rock.
Hello.
Yeah.
Rock.
I can't place the other voice though. There's another voice on here. I can't place it.
It's Lindsay, Jackie, Rock, me.
Somebody was here for like 5 minutes and then for like 5 seconds and then he hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will, I think it was.
It was Will. Speaking of Will. Hi, Will.
Are you ready? Yes!
Enjoying yourself? Wow. We're going to get this all night. It's going to be a fun show. Anyway, continue. Continue about your whole experience.
Sex and tell us about the show.
I mean, like I said, you know, everyone was just lit all night, and I was like, okay, if they don't bring Lesnar out, I mean, people are going to freaking riot in the stands. I mean, they were chanting everything from, like the yes chant to Lesnar, we want Lesnar, mm-hmm. to sexual chocolate, I think was a chant. I mean, that's why I tweeted you guys, like, yes, they are chanting sexual chocolate at all.
Nice.
And the other chant was, of course, Albert.
Lord Tensai.
Yeah, but we were chanting...
A-Train, was it?
We were chanting the out, you know, A-Train chant, and they're like...
And to WWE's credit, they actually acknowledged his time as Albert.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah. But, you know, we were, like, all going nuts. I mean, like I said, oh, my gosh, these people, I was, like, thinking, these people around me are insane. I was, like, oh, my gosh, it was like a lot of remembers. Like I said, if Blessed didn't come out, then, oh, my gosh, these people are going to go nuts. But with that said, I got to go, so.
All right, well, thank you for calling, darling.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good night. Safe trip home.
I will. Bye, guys.
Bye. Tim, why were you rude to Jersey Girl? You didn't say hello at all?
I was busy.
You were busy. You're too busy. Really?
I was away from the computer, even.
Wow. See how much he cares. He doesn't like
So Jersey I'll girl. Just say hi, Jersey Girl, as she's listening and fuck off.
Tim?
My goodness gracious.
I know, that was rude. And yes, I'm still in chat. I'm paying attention to all of you. And I wasn't telling Jersey Girl to fuck off.
I was Lizzie like, and I are the only ones with any real reasons to be in a bad mood, and we're the most polite of everybody here.
Well, who's got a reason to be in a bad mood?
Lindsay and I do.
Why?
Because, in case you didn't notice...
Because the speaker cut his hair and it made me...
No, the entire match that he had was buried for Rock versus Cena, which turned out to be just one of the worst matches on the card anyway.
Seriously, well, all it was Rock Cena, the world title got a mention, the IC title got a mention, and then the rest of the matches on the card were like, oh yeah, by the way, we had other matches too. Here you go. 5-second blurb for each of them. That was it. It's like, what the fuck, y'all?
Awesome. Well, that being said, hang on just a quick second here. Hang on. Oh, holy cow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
When Tim says, give me a second, and then bursts out with, oh, holy cow, I get nervous.
I think we all get nervous.
Well, you guys don't know why I said holy cow, but Rock does.
Do we want to know why he said, oh, holy cow?
He's making liquor.
No.
No, I'm done making it. It's complete.
Whatever. Close enough. Can we get back to the
Did
the
you
show
do
now?
It in your bathtub?
No.
You slacker.
I did it in a 2-liter container, let it sit for over a week, clarified the stuff with some keys of salt, and it was ready this afternoon. So I siphoned it to get rid of all of the sediment and everything, then put it in one of those really funky-looking camping kettles made by IKEA that I kind of sort of jury-rigged with some copper tubing and shit like that, and I put it on the stove for a slow boil, distilled it, and now I'm sipping it.
Tim, for all that hard work, I say this to you.
Yes!
For all your hard work, Tim, I say to you, go find a liquor store. It's so much easier that way.
Oh, it's so much easier that way. Yeah, yeah. Have you never created anything that was worth it?
No.
Yes.
Well, okay, so we're 50-50 on that one. See, what's really nice about this, first off, it's cheaper. Because everybody knows I could teach Jews a thing or two. Just ask Rock.
You're
don't call me Jewish. I'm not that extravagant.
Stein.
Okay, Mr. Stein.
No, okay. Yeah, by the way, Stein is short for my real last name, which is 12 letters long, which is actually Austrian, not Jewish.
# Tim's a Jew.
Fuck you.
Oh, it even rhymes.
Rod can't even get it right, man. He's only half Jewish.
Moving on, Tim.
You don't like getting picked on? You don't like getting picked on?
No, I would like to continue on with the show without...
Damn it.
Anyway, you were yapping about the Canadian Football League.
Yes.
Yeah, The Rock, as Dwayne Johnson, was actually a member of the practice roster of the Calgary Stampeders.
That's why I asked him.
Now, is it that Dwayne Johnson was that bad of a football player, or the CFL is a different game than he expected when he got his ass to fuck up here and realized he couldn't crack the roster that won the Grey Cup that year?
What's the Grey Cup?
The Grey Cup is the most prestigious trophy in football.
In Canadian football?
Yeah, well, it's the only trophy in Canadian football. Okay, it's like 100 some odd years old, and it's awarded to the top team. You know, it's the Canadian Super Bowl trophy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about Canadian football, American football, British football. Fuck it all, I don't know anything about it.
British football, yeah, footy, as the North Americans call it, soccer. Totally different, and I find it boring. Not saying that it's a bad thing. Some people like it. You know, it's not my cup of tea. American football, the NFL, I find to be boring because it's a lot slower game than what I'm used to seeing. The Canadian Football League, we only have three downs. So it's like you got two chances to get your first down as opposed to you've got three chances to get your first down. The American the National Football League in the States, it's more of a running game. The Canadian Football League, it's an air game. And unlike the NFL, when the game is pretty much decided with 5 minutes left, you can have lead changes and 14-point turnovers in 5 minutes. Going both ways in Canadian football.
Welcome to Football Talk Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Next he's going to start talking about hockey.
Compared to Canadian football, the NFL is a ground game.
So, since you brought up hockey, how are the Flames doing?
Yeah, well, since you brought up hockey, how about them Vancouver Canucks, huh?
I'm not talking about the Vancouver Canucks. I'm talking about
I hate those cocksuckers. Anyway.
But tell me about the Flames. How are they doing?
No, oh, I'm not going to tell you about the Flames because I'm not going to let you rub it into the fact that they didn't make the playoffs while the Philadelphia Flyers are in the playoffs. I got news for you. Whether the Calgary Flames are in the playoffs or not is going to equal the Philadelphia Flyers getting their asses kicked in the playoffs because they got some moron called Breeze Galov in the net who cannot play.
But weren't you guys like 2 points?
And I'm sorry, the Flyers, if they get past if they get past the second round, I'll be surprised as hell.
But weren't the Flyers like
feedback?
Not coming from me because there's nothing on.
It's you, Tim.
Nope, I refuse to accept that.
It's you, Tim. Someone else say a word. There we go. There's some more.
Yeah, let's just see. I'm going to mute my mic and see if it keeps going.
We're good, because it happened last night. It's Tim. He's the only one who's still here from last night. Anyway. Anyway.
Weren't we talking about wrestling?
We're talking about wrestling. Yeah. The Flames were like, oh, they're only 2 points out of seventh place, and now they're not making the playoffs. Anyway, back to the thing where there is...
I gotta rub it in because my name's Rock, and I'm an asshole with no life except from the theater. Let's just pick on somebody who actually does shit and really doesn't care too much about that. You okay, fine. Get on
Are
with
you done?
It.
Are you done, Tim?
That depends on whether or not Rock's done. Shut the fuck up about hockey talk wrestling. What the hell are you doing?
I was transitioning back into wrestling.
Oh, by the way, Kane Kittens, do you want a hockey show?
No.
5 minutes ago, you were trying to kick him out of the chat room. Now you're offering him a hockey show?
I'd still kick him out of the fucking chat room.
Kane Kittens has my back.
God, I think it's Tim's time of the month or something, because he's just, like, all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, God, talk about being a mood. Jeez.
No, I'm drinking homemade hooch. I'm getting drunk. Fuck you.
Oh, God.
I should say, we started off... Before we had The Rock, we had a meeting with all the people, you know. John Laurinaitis addressed the troops.
By the way, we're just now getting to this at 2 after the next hour.
I understand this. we're going backwards. We're going to get there because it sets up what we're going to talk about next. CM Punk called John Laurinaitis a giant toolbox. Laurinaitis set up a match for later on. It's Mark Henry versus CM Punk. He also set up a U.S. title match, which is up next, between Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, and hashtag Santino was champ, Santino Marella.
Yeah, Vicky was very naive to think that was going to go her way.
By the way, available on tvradio.ewazone.com right now is Santino is champ, hashtag Santino is champ t-shirt. Buy it now!
Damn right.
So, yeah, Santino overcame the odds. The Cobra struck, and he retained his title.
There was no question in my mind as soon as I heard that he was going to, that Santino was going to walk out of there with that belt. If, I mean, there was no way that either Swagger or Ziggler was going to lay down and let the other one get the pin. The only thing Santino had to do was wait for them to start fighting and then capitalize.
Yep, and that's exactly what he did. By the way, Vicky, honey, stop wearing the shorts. They don't look good on your legs.
After Santino wins, he apparently had some backup tonight in the form of the Funkasaurus.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I want that tag team now. I really fucking want that tag team.
I know.
I have no idea. That was like the one of the oldies saving graces for this entire show was Santino and the Funkasaurus are standing there, and I'm like, oh my god, Jackie, I want this. I want this so bad it hurts.
Yeah, actually a tag team that I would not mind winning. And think about it. If they, there's a lot of people who have been saying that basically the reason why Epico and Primo got the titles was because they had Rosa Mendez to, you know, to make them look pretty. Well, think of it. Bros Clay's got two. He's got two women. So come on, by default, that should make them the next WWE Tag Team Champions.
And they have a Cobra.
And they have a Cobra.
Nothing wrong.
Just
with
saying.
Nothing wrong with the Cobra. The Cobra started to dance. He got funky.
Yes, it did. It was awesome.
Loved it. If you haven't seen it, there's an episode of Foreign Exchange with Santino and Brodus, which is awesome. Check it out on YouTube at WWE Fan Nation on YouTube. Check it out. It's pretty awesome. So, Santino retains. They dance. They had some fun. Crowd was really into it. Then, we got Lord Tensai.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Brodus Clay should be pissed.
Explain.
Well, Brodus Clay was announced to be making his debut, and it took how many months?
Three, 4 months.
Uh-huh. And there were only two commercials that played before Tensai showed up. Just saying.
Brodus Clay could be should be pissed because he should be the only fat white guy on the roster. I mean, my God, Albert has swollen up since he left.
Oh my God, has he ever?
He was eating well over there. Shit.
The nipple rings were a bad touch too. I was like, oh God, really?
I didn't even get to the nipple rings.
He dropped the back hair and gained the weight. Oh my God.
I kept trying to, you know, not focus on the fact that he kept trying to pull his trunks up over his gut. I mean, shit, dude.
Final.
It's true. That's all he did. That's what the whole fucking match was. Pull his trunks up. He just kept pulling down.
I gotta say, I gotta agree with that. The trunks were a bad idea. It's like they used to put Big Show in those kind of trunks. I'm just like, no, fail.
The whole look. Okay, when he walked out, Jackie and I both had the same reaction, which was, what the holy fuck is that? So you get Kane and tell him his gimmick is being infringed upon greatly.
I couldn't think of who it was, and then boom, it hit me. It was almost like a mixture of like Mr. Fuji and the Sultan.
Yes.
I could see that.
I mean, were they trying to top Super Shredder from last night?
They failed.
It was just like, I just would have preferred that them bring back A-Train. Seriously.
I'm going to give this gimmick an explanation for them to at least give him a background story, but right now, the whole look, no. The beard, the makeup, all of it, no. And get the fuck out of tan, goddammit.
I'm sorry, I gotta agree with Lindsay. The tights have gotta go. The trunks have gotta go. Put him in something more like Kane wears, please God, for God's sake.
The only cool thing about the whole look was the Japanese writing across his face and his skull. That was interesting. I liked that aspect of it, but that was about all I liked. And he didn't, for him being so acclaimed, he didn't, I don't know what he was trying to wrestle. I don't know whether it was Alex Riley wasn't experienced enough or he was trying to work a different style, but the match didn't seem that good.
Oh, it was a train wreck.
I have a feeling that that match was more about putting over the gimmick than it was an actual wrestling match. And I think since there was brief whisper of his previous time with WWE, they might as well, I'd say from here on out, they might as well just bring it up and say, hey, this guy was here before. Because it makes him semi look better if you could say he was here before he left, went to Japan, became Lord Tensai, and came back.
They mentioned, you know, he was a former WWE superstar. He moved to Japan and became Lord Tensai.
Right, but I mean, sell it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, he embraced the Japanese culture. He gained wealth and status there. Kind of do maybe a whole Count of Monte Cristo without the crazy batshit murder, and go from there.
The whole a lot of the talk was, you know, they always bring these people back with different gimmicks because the younger crowd's not going to remember. And, you know, I mean, and they've murdered some people. I mean, look at Ron Simmons and look at Tony Atlas. I mean, not that this guy compares to either of these two people.
Hey,
but
Tony Atlas has the best laugh ever.
No, I'm not talking about the laugh. What was the name of his gimmick that he came back as?
Well, fuck if I remember.
Tony Atlas?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Didn't he come back with another gimmick that was it him that was just fucking stupid?
I'm not sure. Hello?
What's up?
Yes? Yeah, where's the yes? I'm waiting for the yes.
Oh no, we're out of the crowd now.
Okay, because, you know, that's all we heard from you, buddy.
That's because I stopped an entire crowd of people and said, I'm about to make a phone call. Would you so kindly oblige in a yes? And that's when you picked up.
You're a dick.
Dude,
well played, sir. Very well played.
Did you hear that crowd tonight?
Oh, yeah.
They were hot as hell.
If you thought it was hot on TV, you should have heard it in the stadium.
I can only imagine.
I am ready. Like, my voice is almost gone. The entire night, I was yessing and chanting, We Want Brian.
Those seemed like the two chants of the night.
There was a C chant. We got no chance going. There was a Macho Man chant because there was a guy in the front row during the Punk match that everyone spotted that looked like the Macho Man.
Nice.
It was, oh my god, I have never marked out so hard in my life.
So glad you enjoyed yourself well.
When Lesnar's theme hit, I came flying out of my chair despite the fact we were all chanting We Want Lesnar.
Awesome.
You were like one of the guys that they showed marking out on TV like a little girl, were you?
I might have been. was I wearing a gray shirt and a black hat?
I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah,
hold on, I'm getting ready to turn it on now, I'll tell you.
Well, you got a couple hours before we see him for the Lesnar.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, it's The Rock. Damn it.
Yeah, you'll notice Jesus next to a guy in a CM Punk shirt.
Please tell me you got a picture of that.
No, Will's the one.
Yeah, because I'm sitting right next to him still.
Sweet!
Nice.
But it was, oh my god. Like, how'd it come off for you guys? I am so excited to watch the actual footage to see how it went.
Oh, the crowd was absolutely on fire.
It was amazing.
And then the dark match. The dark match was a six-man tag. Orton versus Orton, Big Show, and Sheamus.
Tread carefully, Will. Tread carefully.
Why?
Keep going.
Versus Cody Rhodes, Daniel Bryan, and Kane.
Thank you.
Okay. And, dude, the arena was, if you thought it was loud on TV, it was deafening. Every second of that match was a pro-Bryan chant. Big Show was on the apron mocking it, jumping up and down, going, yes, yes. every strike Bryan landed, we were chanting yes. Every time every time he was getting hit, we were chanting no, and he stayed in most of the entire match. Like, there's a point Kane tagged in. We started chanting, we want Brian. He was right back in. He tagged Cody, we want Brian. He was right back in. It was on fire.
Kane and didn't get pinned, did he?
Yeah, there was the fuck you. He got pinned by Sheamus.
God damn it.
I thought Brian lost.
Huh?
Didn't Daniel Bryan lose?
Yeah, Brian Daniel lost.
Yeah, okay. Did she say Kane? She said Kane.
Oh, no, not Kane. Kane barely stayed in the match.
Okay.
Kane did enough to, like, throw Big Show over the top rope and get RKO'd.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Otherwise, that match was all Daniel Bryan. You could see the faces just standing on their corner and going, what the fuck is this? I have never seen, like, I think he may have beaten The Rock in the pop he got. Because Rock was loud, and then we chanted, we want Brian during Rock. He is the most over man in the WWE right now.
Yeah, and I'd say last night had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somehow it sparked it, and Vince has caught wildfire. I hope he realizes that, too.
One would hope.
After tonight, one would hope.
Yeah, I know. He pulled AJ into the ring, and it's like, AJ, what do you think my new shirt would be? She takes the mic, shut up, crowd goes nuts. The most overman in the company is an abuser.
Awesome.
And then after that, he's saying that he's hoping that this convinces WWE to make his next shirt a yes shirt, and that we should all buy it.
Oh, that would sell. That would sell huge.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm buying a yes shirt.
Can we get yes foam hands? You know, like they did, like...
Get foam hands.
Oh, yeah, for Ryder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so. And there are people still pointing yes out, or screaming yes out. We've got a fucking traffic stop going yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Miami is never going to be so happy to get rid of WWE as they are right now.
Hold on a sec.
Oh, Christ. If you're just tuning in, this is the Raw Post Show. We are live right now on Wild Talk Radio Network. We are talking with Will McConnell, who is live tonight at Monday Night Raw in Miami.
I am yesed out.
You're yesed out?
Yeah.
I guess you picked a good year to go to WrestleMania, huh?
I did.
I meant to ask you, because you were really excited last night, or you had been talking about it before. What was it like to hear Shawn's entrance?
One of the coolest moments of my life. Uh-oh, I think our car battery died.
Oh no.
Triple A to the rescue.
I think he left the hood light on.
Well, it's making noise. Is it clicking?
That sounds like a door open with a key in the thing.
Yeah, that's an open door. Are you going to need your phone? Huh. That's a great way to end Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I get stuck with a dead car battery.
Ghost Talk Wrestlers, bring us Kane.
Mail Kane off to El Paso and then Utah. Or Utah, then El Paso, whichever way they want.
El Paso. Or bring Kane to El Paso and then take her to Utah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, with Brian being the most electrifying man in the E right now, we may need his help to charge the battery. All right, he's going to need his phone, guys.
All right, thank you for calling,
thanks
Will.
Thanks for calling, Will. Good luck.
Thank you.
Safe flight, Will.
Travel safe.
Yeah, that was Will live from Miami. Wow, that sucks that their car battery. Oh, okay. Where were we?
By the way, I would have to say Zack Ryder had the worst weekend just because he had to be escorted by Eve.
Oh, we'll get there.
He got kicked in the junk, too. That kind of sucked.
He got kicked in the junk. Let's see. Okay, so we covered Lord... I guess we finished Lord Tensai.
Actually, but I just want to interject before we move on to the next thing. Using this as a reference just to talk about other times when people who've been brought in with bad gimmicks. Tony Alice was Saba Simba. That's what I mean. It's always something awesome, something epic brought in for something stupid to bring in the kiddies. We've already turned Tony Atlas into Saba Simba, and we turned Ron Simmons into Farouk Assad. Let's not push our luck.
We turned Teddy Taylor into the Red Rooster. Terry Taylor.
We turned Von Erich
Terry
into
Taylor.
The Texas Tornado.
Yes. I meant Terry Taylor, not Teddy Taylor.
Well, one thing to mention and one thing to bring up is we complain, or at least I complain, about the fact that WWE does not have gimmicks anymore. They don't do gimmicks anymore. So I do have to applaud them for the fact that they have done a gimmick wrestler.
Right.
However, the application of it is a bit fail.
But here's what we'll say. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I'll give it a chance. I'll see where it goes. I want the explanation behind the character. Give me the backstory, and then we'll go from there. But right now, just based on the visual of it, they need to tweak that just a bit.
And if they are going to play it off as Albert becomes Lord Tensai, then it technically is still the same person. So maybe it won't be so bad.
I think that's probably what they're going for, since they acknowledged it on TV. I mean, it's to the point now that the fan base, at least the IWC, is not going to let them get away with the fact that, oh yeah, this is a completely different person. This isn't Albert. There's no way they're going to get away with that.
And then on the bright side, if Lord Tensai as a character fails, they can always revert back to Albert.
Oh god, that means he's going to grow that sweater back.
Summer sweater, yeah.
Yay, Santino. Work that ass, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in case you don't know, this is your first time listening to the show, Raw is on a 3-hour delay for me, so I'm just now getting to see it. Fuck you, Comcast.
And by the time we get done this show, she might be finishing show as we go.
No shit, right?
I will probably be halfway through it by the time we finish this show, but depending on how long we go, I might be done with it.
We'll see. We're not going to go that
long. Let's hurry up and segue into the Punk match so I can make fun of Chris Jericho for busting his ass.
Okay, we're good.
How about almost falling out of his pants?
All right. Okay, so we'll get there. Up next is the WWE Championship match, CM Punk versus Mark Henry. And the crowd goes, yes, 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 all the way through. And Mark Henry looked like a beast tonight.
He did, and honestly, I really didn't pay as close attention this match as I probably should have.
Okay,
but
Henry would have looked like more of a beast if Punk wasn't nursing a bad back, just saying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you look real tough when you're beating up someone whose back is in 10 pieces.
But they're back on the track of, okay, it's after WrestleMania, let's make Mark Henry look strong again.
Yeah, they're turning him back into the monster heel.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine by me, but
excuse me.
CM Punk got counted out, then John Laurinaitis came out, said a little something, can't remember exactly what he said, but I didn't take notes. I have no notes. We're going off the top of whatever my memory is.
He said that he was in a nutshell, he was disappointed in Punk getting signed and getting counted out, and that you know, his people power skills say that people tune in to watch Punk defend his title, and he will defend it, and the injury is not going to be an excuse, and blah, 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 blah.
Right. That part, remember how he said, I'm not talking thunderstorms, I'm talking a natural disaster, was the quote.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who cares?
And then, out of nowhere, Chris Jericho came out of the crowd.
By the way, before we go any further, people power? Really, John? People power? That's the best you can do? I mean, it sounds like you've got the undercarders chained underneath the ring, rowing the show along, trying to power it. It's like I told Rock in chat. You know, that's his term for when everybody else has to carry him. Because he's that fucking bad.
Hashtag people power. Oh, God, it's going to be annoying. At least I have an idea. Hopefully.
Anyway, continue.
CM Punk came out of the crowd.
No.
No?
Jericho came out of the crowd.
You said CM Punk came out of the crowd.
Jericho. CM Punk's on the ground. Chris Jericho came out of the crowd. See, this is what happens when I don't have notes.
He seems to manage to somehow get Jericho and Punk mixed up.
Yeah.
In an equally ugly jacket, but amazing leather pants.
They said they had a classic match, you know, and the two of them deserve to celebrate and have a drink. Pulled out a bottle. Poured it all over CM Punk. Goes, I guess, for a dropkick and goes splat.
Right on his ass and almost came right out of his pants. I mean, we were really close.
He was wearing some low-riding pants. I mean, there was not too much above the crack of his ass when he accidentally slipped, which, by the way, he denies that he accidentally slips on Twitter. He said he was mimicking Punk's father. Whatever, dude, you slipped. When he slipped and fell, you almost saw everything that Jericho had to show. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping we would get an ass slip. I mean, for years I had to see nip slips. Why can't I get an ass slip for once, you know? Just,
yeah, why can't
I be able to see
something?
Jericho? Let's see what that DDP yoga can really do, dude.
By the way, if you haven't heard our DDP interview, go to wildtalkradio.com's archive section. You can hear our 80-minute interview with Diamond Dallas Page.
And that's a good thing.
Yes, and that's a good thing. Buy the yoga. He'll call you.
Yeah, he will. Anyway,
yeah.
We then had a second bottle of booze that he, you know, broke over CM Punk's head.
That was pretty nasty. And you know what? I hope, for the sake of the people sitting at ringside, I hope that wasn't a real bottle of booze. Because if he seriously poured out, and basically poured out two bottles of booze, that was going to smell to high heaven.
Now, I hope you two caught it. Bottle broke before it touched Punk's head.
Yeah, it was a gimmick bottle.
Yeah, I just was more worried about the smell.
You're worried about just no, it's just a smell.
But it was probably tea, is what
I
it
hope
was.
So, because alcohol smells nasty. So two bottles of what they wanted you to think was Jack all over the place. Oh.
Which broke my heart, by the way, being the Jack Daniels aficionado that I am, to see two bottles of old number 7 poured out. Oh, my poor little heart. That was so wrong. Although on an upside, I'm sure James Storm is in the process of crossing state lines and company lines as we speak to go lick the ring mat just to make sure it doesn't get wasted.
Well, they are in Florida tonight, so only a few hour drive for old James Storm. Just saying. So it looks like we're going to get more Punk and Jericho.
Which I'm okay with. You know, honestly, I would like to see them escalate the feud and have it become more violent. I mean, now that they're outside of Mania, I think they can do a little bit more with it. Take it into Extreme Rules and have, you know, take it into Extreme Rules where there's no rules. It's all extreme matches. Ooh.
Ooh.
And have it go from there. I mean, it's just, I'd like to see them have the barn burner that I wanted at Mania and didn't get.
Okay. Moving right along. The World Heavyweight Champion made his way down to the ring, and he's about to talk, and then... This is where I wish I could do a Ricardo Rodriguez, but I can't.
There is something really wrong with Jack Swagger doing push-ups off of Santino Marella's ass.
Just saying.
But we saw the return of Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez, who everyone was popping for. You know, he came back and, you know, said, this is where the yes chant turned to see.
Which was awesome.
If I'm not mistaken, the last time that we saw Rodriguez on TV was that thing with the Bella Twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good to see him back.
It was good to see him back, and, you know, Del Rio wasn't looking for it tonight. No, he was granted a match with Sheamus on Friday's SmackDown. And if he beats Sheamus, he gets a title shot. Del Rio continues to talk. His mic drops out. He goes to grab Ricardo's, turns around, and then the bro kick right to the face.
Yeah, welcome back, dude.
I'd like to point out that this entire segment was longer than the World Heavyweight match last night at WrestleMania. Hell, the picture reel from last night's match was longer than the actual physical match, and I saw more of the match from the picture reel. Just saying, you cut the World Heavyweight Championship match for the rest of the crap you showed.
Well, yeah, you know, we had to get that Brodus Clay dance number in.
Oh, my God. And the Santino versus Sock crab-eating contest, and...
Cobras have crabs. Ew. 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 Anyway, we move on. Because, you know, we'll have more with Sheamus and Del Rio on Friday SmackDown, then they'll probably do, you know, more on Raw next week. We'll get more into that. But, you know, Sheamus is going to be one of these... I wonder on SmackDown we see an 18-second match again. Another bro kick. We shall see. Anyway, moving on. Kofi Kingston versus Cody Rhodes.
Payback is a bitch, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much. Cody Rhodes hits the disaster kick. And then you hear the Big Show's theme. And then an embarrassing moment brought to you by the Big Show.
It was nice to see Show walk out there with his Intercontinental title. You know, cementing his new position, I guess, as a Grand Slammer.
Yep.
Moving along, because this match lasted a minute. Kofi Kingston won, by the way.
Yay.
Yeah.
After the distraction. More Rock clips. More Cena clips, I should say, of him talking about The Rock. The tease continues. Will Cena retire tonight?
Yeah, guys wish.
In the back, Abraham Washington, AW, shows up.
We had to Google him because we had no idea who he was.
I couldn't remember. It's like you see someone's face and then you see them again in a month and you're like, I've seen you somewhere before. I don't know who you are or why I know you, but I know you. ECW guy.
ECW guy. Now, when you say ECW guy, let's clarify, WWE ECW guy, not ECW extreme guy.
Yeah, he's not an ECW original.
Speaking of former ECW original, Shane Douglas live tomorrow night on Kayfabe Wrestling the Radio. See?
Is he going to get naked?
I don't know, but you can call him and ask.
Okay. No, that's okay.
So, yeah, maybe we'll have a manager for Mr. Henry.
Does he really need one?
The WWE needs managers, I think.
Right. But, you know, does Henry necessarily need a manager? He's over enough on himself. Why not give a manager to somebody that really needs it?
Mason Ryan.
Tyler Rex.
You know Tyler Rex won't have a job in a month.
I know.
Yeah, I hope he enjoys his time at WrestleMania, because I have a feeling he's not going to be around anymore in a few months. Seriously, they had him cleaning toilets on NXT a few years ago. A few months ago. Or
really?
Weeks ago, even.
Really? Wow. No wonder I don't watch NXT.
You should. Maxine is awesome.
Up next is our Raw main event.
And main event is in quotations.
The Miz versus Zack Ryder.
One of the quicker main events of the last few weeks.
The Miz beats... We should go back. Ea first came out, did a promo. You know,
which was dumb.
She got her WrestleMania moment. Then Miz beat Zack Ryder. He continues to look like a fool. There's not much more you could say about that.
All I can say is, hey, Ryder, Miz is coming for his push. He wants it back.
Woo, woo, woo.
I just want to take a moment to point out that someone is now connected to Vince Russo on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know. Yes,
you're connected to Vince Russo on LinkedIn?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, I am.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, moving on. Ms. B, Zack Ryder. Then we get the hype for SmackDown. Randy Orton versus Kane in a WrestleMania rematch, which means what?
Jackie and I went, God damn it.
And Randy Orton gets his win back.
Well, yes. He's going to get a win on SmackDown. Kane got the win at WrestleMania. He couldn't have got 5 seconds. He was in the fucking building. And that's happening a lot. He's not showing up on TV for whatever reason, but he's wrestling in the dark match.
If anyone knows how to get a hold of Kane, please tell him to look out for two angry ladies.
We're not angry at him. We're angry at the WWE. We can have Kane. We want Kane. In more ways than one. Just saying.
Out comes John Cena. He quotes Muhammad Ali, we all take defeat in life. Those were the famous words from the great Muhammad Ali. And, you know, he wasn't gonna, you know, make any excuses. He's not him. He meant every single thing he said in the build-up to WrestleMania. Fans, Janet, you're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. Which was pretty funny. And then he says, will this finally be the day I lash out at the WWE Universe and the fans?
Again, with their yes.
They went. That's where I turned the volume off.
Yes! 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 Yes!
They chanted, yes, yes, yes. He then pointed out Machine Gun Kelly, which got booed.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly, you need to eat. You need to stop saying it and start eating. Seriously.
Just a word of advice from here, us folks here at the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I have never seen
sandwich wouldn't kill you.
I've never seen a more blatant ripoff of Eminem and Dido. Seriously. Except they eat.
Except they eat.
No, you see, Eminem actually probably sells a bit more than MJK. Maybe that's why he can afford to eat.
I can afford to eat. Wow.
Eminem is also probably a little bit more badass than MGK, too.
Seriously, everyone on that stage was skinny. Oof. Yeah, don't do skinny.
Well, they work for Diddy, so maybe that's why they're so skinny.
Cena then wanted to address the rumor mill. Said he wasn't there to call out The Rock. He said they settled their differences last night. Which then broke out a really loud chant for somebody. Cena stopped, he acknowledged the chant. And then he said, it's always an interesting crowd, but he actually wants The Rock. He said, Dwayne Johnson is the man. He has earned his respect. He wants to, you know, to know that he considers him a champion. He said The Rock is an inspiration. And that The Rock is the greatest superstar in this industry.
Yeah, my ass.
So he wanted one more moment of celebration with Florida's own Dwayne Johnson. And then all of a sudden, Twitter blows up that WWE released a picture of somebody walking into the building.
It would have been nice if they would have at least made him semi-pose for a picture that looked like he was walking in the door. They posted an old publicity shot.
Seriously.
That would have, you know, helped a little bit. Cena said The Rock was a better man. Fans chanted yes again. And then the fans chanted for Daniel Bryan. Cena smiled. He said, this is why I love Raw. And then he basically wants to publicly acknowledge that The Rock was the better man. He wants to congratulate him on the victory. And then he waits for The Rock to show up. And then all of a sudden, and the roof blew off the building.
I have to say that for this entire segment, it was apparent Cena was stalling, especially at the end.
Yeah.
And that was the only real bad thing that I had to say about this segment, was that it took them way the hell too long to get Brock out there. It really did, because Cena kept going on and on and on, and God bless him, he did what he could, and he was working with everything he had, but it just wasn't enough. It seriously wasn't enough tonight. He was blatantly stalling, and it just kind of killed the segment, where it's like, okay, get him out there. Had they released the picture at the very beginning of the Cena promo, that would have made more sense than halfway through it.
I get what they were going for, trying to build anticipation on Twitter. Maybe they were afraid at that point people were going to start tuning out if they thought the Cena was just going to sit there and ramble and ramble and ramble. But it took literally, like, what, even after the tweet went out, because it went out on at WWE, at WWE Universe, at, I think at WWE Magazine, I think. And it went, like, it felt like another hour, but it was like another three to four minutes before he actually showed up.
Yeah. I mean, it was, they should have had him standing by, ready to go. I mean, it's, this man literally walked in the building, you let Cena talk for a minute or two, and then bam, he hit the music. Cause it took Brock a good 4 or 5 minutes to get into the ring.
But the building blew off the roof, and it went unglued, and all that fun stuff. Brock Lesnar, he was soaking it all up. He did his little, you know, shimmy on the stage, bouncing up and down, slammed his hands down, you know, that whole where's the pyro thing.
He didn't do his shooting star press, though. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, they spent all their pyro money last night.
I was like, can we get a shooting star press and land on your head and glazed over eyes? Just saying. Okay.
Cena smiled, claps, fan chant, holy shit, holy shit. And then...
F5.
No, first, because they missed it, Cena takes out his hands, goes for the handshake, and then, boom, the F5 gets dropped.
Which Cena no-sold.
He had his back to the camera, and he didn't really move a lot. I didn't see him... I kind of felt like when Lesnar first picked up Cena to put him in the F5, Cena was kind of no-selling. There was no reaction. There was no fear. The only time I really saw the move sold was when Cena finally took the move and then rolled over onto his back. But he stayed on his side for a while.
The quote from Michael Cole, the landscape, the complexion of WWE has drastically changed with one F5 from the Beast, the freak, Brock Lesnar.
Now, I realize that Brock Lesnar is not Attitude Era, but I'm wondering why the WWE goes through such lengths to close an era just to bring back people from the past. I thought we were supposed to be moving forward.
Well, from what I hear, the whole reason that Brock is back, is at least the main reason why Brock is back, from what I understand, and Batista too, if that's true, is because Vince apparently panicked, or somebody apparently panicked, when they realized that after WrestleMania, people like The Rock, Taker, Triple H, and to a certain extent Jericho, were all going to be leaving again. And they felt they did not have the top stars to carry the company, which, I'm sorry, whose fucking fault is that?
Right, when everyone's been jobbing to Cena for the last 10,000 years.
So, it's... You know, I have to agree to that to a certain extent. It's like, you know, Brock had his time in the sun. And yeah, it's great to see him back. But I didn't think he was that great the first time. I thought he was overrated in UFC. And I'm gonna reserve judgment to see what he does this go-round. But I'm still just not... It's like Brock walked out and it's like, oh, fuck, he's back.
What it's going to do is get people talking.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that's what they're hoping for right now. They want to keep the buzz going. This is their biggest show of the year, and they get the most amount of buzz out of this Raw.
But that's the whole thing, is this Raw kind of felt like it was a little bit of a letdown.
I thought the crowd helped it tonight.
The crowd helped it, but overall, just looking at the way it was booked, looking at what they did, it was really kind of a letdown. And I'm not just saying that because we didn't get anything with the Hell in the Cell. even though I really did want to see that, and I was looking forward to seeing any follow-up on that. It's more, I understand that they focus pretty much solely on Roxina, and that was the money match, and I get that. Totally understand that, but it's just like there were other matches at Mania 2. And just the whole show, just, I don't know.
I can't speak for the entirety of the WWE universe, but one thing that I can tell you, speaking for Lindsay and I, is that one of the reasons why we were so anxious for WrestleMania was so the whole so the shit with Rock and Cena would be done. Now, I understand that they drug it out one more night to push Lesnar's return. Okay, yay, that's great. The problem is it wasn't really necessary to bury the rest of the card from last night. I mean, everybody went out there and did everything they could to give the best that they could for the fans at WrestleMania, especially, you know, speaking from someone who shelled out $65 to see it. Everyone, you know, put on a great show, and then you buried everyone except Rock and Cena because the crowd brought up more. I mean, Daniel Bryan was very much a part of the show, but that was the crowd. WWE really didn't mention that match a whole lot either. So it was like we thought we had gotten all the over with to move forward, and we still had Rock and Cena shoved down our throats.
And now we're going to have Brock and Cena shoved down our throats.
It wouldn't have been so bad if Triple H would have come out and said something about their match, or Kane would have come out and said something about his match, or, I mean, anyone, any other mention, anyone else besides Rock and Cena.
I'm going to put it like this. There have been worse Raws after WrestleMania.
Oh, I agree.
There's been a lot of them. I've remembered you get nothing but squash and mid-carders all night long. This one, you got two title matches and a big return.
True, but they kept trying. Here's the thing. It's, you can hear my full opinion on the show Thursday night on the rack, but
tease.
What?
Tease.
Yeah. But basically, I'm just going to put it as Roxina was not what it should have been. They built this as the end-all, be-all match. The once-in-the-lifetime end-all match. And it wasn't. And they're still... And that's the thing that kind of killed it for me tonight, was they were acting like it was the greatest thing since sliced bread tonight. And it's like, I'm sorry. It wasn't. It really wasn't. But you know what? Y'all go ahead and you keep thinking that, and it's your show.
Hell in a Cell was, at least in my opinion, the dominant match last night. And yeah, I'm speaking as a Brothers of Destruction fangirl when I say the fact that that match didn't even get a mention, hardly a mention, I should say, is bull. It's absolute bull.
Well, I understand why they didn't mention it tonight. Because they're not. They're done. We're not.
Rock and Cena were done.
Yeah, but The Rock was supposed to be there tonight. They had to mention it.
Well, Kane was there. I mean, they could have mentioned that match. Daniel Bryan was there. They could have mentioned that match.
They mentioned the Daniel Bryan match. They mentioned Kane because, you know, in the WWE universe, in most universes, it wasn't the focus of WrestleMania.
Oh my god, his finisher is he spits on his hand and then he presses it to someone's face. Oh, gross. Can we be more unsanitary with that, people?
Mick Foley.
Bang, bang.
Sock down pants and then sock in your mouth. That's pretty gross.
That's pretty gross, but spitting some unknown liquid on your hand and then pressing it into somebody's face? Ew. Plus, you know, the fact that that hand's been pulling up those sweaty trunks over the...
Okay, 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 okay. I'm gonna throw up now.
This is what happens when I see Raw on my TV. Everything is bigger. Including Lord Tensai.
No, I think he was bigger. you got to keep your weight down when you work around Trish Stratus. Now that Trish is gone, you don't have to suck in that gut anymore.
Apparently.
You just got to keep your trunks over it.
We had two title matches and a big return. Overall, I would give this a beyond average Raw.
It was an average Raw.
I think it's a little above average for what it was compared to, you know, usually you don't get much after a WrestleMania Raw.
Well, I think when you look at it in hindsight, no one really believed that the Jericho-Punk feud was going to end with WrestleMania. So that kind of explains the World Heavyweight title match. You know, they had to get Punk in a match somehow so Jericho could come out and pull a Jerry Lawler, Jake Roberts on him. And so that kind of served that purpose. I guess my opinion may be blinded by the fact that nothing that I particularly wanted to see was on tonight. But I'm just like, I had such high hopes for the show. I mean, they could have dabbled a little bit in every match, but they didn't because they were still shoving Seed and Rock, you know, down our throats. And I'm just like, God, I hope we don't see The Rock again at all until SummerSlam. I don't want to see him. I'm over it.
I have to agree. Yeah, I mean, it's done. I'm done with Dwayne Johnson playing the part of The Rock. Go back. Go make your movies. You got your moment in the sun.
At the expense of everyone else.
At the expense of everyone else, I'm done with you. Please just go away.
See, I
and
know. Oh, I'm sorry.
I say that as a former Rock fan. I used to love him back in the day.
There's a lot of talk from a lot of people about why boys in the back are showing hostility towards The Rock. Oh, number one, they're just jealous. Or there was talk about, oh, Triple H is jealous because The Rock was able to go out and go make movies. And so he's jealous because The Rock got out and he didn't. Well, you know what? I don't fit into either one of those categories. I'm not jealous that anyone took what I perceive to be my WrestleMania spot because I was never going to have a spot. And Triple H has never met me to try to influence my opinion over The Rock. He was shoved down our throats illicitly for a year for a match that did not live up to the hype that it created. And then that was not enough. They had to shove him down our throats again tonight, and one of the reasons why I didn't appreciate it beyond that was that it happened at the expense of my two all-time favorite WWE superstars. I'm just so over The Rock at this point. I know that I'm in the minority, and I know Lindsay's in the minority, but seriously, if I never see The Rock again, it'll still be too soon.
I kind of have to concur on that. And it's not even it was at the hands of my two favorite WWE stars. I fully expected to not see Taker tonight. I mean, WrestleMania is over. He's kind of like Santa Claus. It's Christmas Day. You've opened all your gifts and you're just a little disappointed. Don't lie. You've all felt that. You didn't get everything you wanted and now he's gone. And Taker is now gone until God knows when. Either he announces his retirement or he comes back. Either around SummerSlam, Survivor Series, or WrestleMania next year, depending on when they decide to bring him back. By the way, to all the reports that said that fucker was 275 pounds, you lie. You lie like a goddamn dog. He was not 275 pounds last night.
Yeah. Taker grew a booty. And it was
nice.
A
very cute beauty. Yes, it was very nice, but he grew a gut with it.
Well, I can deal with the gut as long as the booty is there. His long legs and a booty, yes.
He gained a gut and lost his hair.
And he gained a booty.
Yes, and if you want to hear the hair rant, which you might get a mini one, tune into The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, this Thursday night, only here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Not only do you get the fallout from WrestleMania, but you get the fallout of our absolutely awesome 81-minute interview with the man, the legend, the one and only DDP.
That he was,
talking us up.
He was
talking us up at WrestleMania, y'all. Just saying.
And our interview with DDP has gotten Mason to going, let's try some DDP yoga.
And
yes.
And thank you, Mace. He was nice enough to tweet DDP and to tell DDP that he has us to thank for him buying the program. So thank you very much, Mace.
Yes. where I'm going to cue the music, and we'll start to wrap up the show. Because we have nowhere else to go, because I want to save everything else for Thursday on the rack. Tomorrow night, it's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with Alan Wojcik. Shane Douglas will be in the house to talk about Extreme Reunion coming up at the end of the month. So tune in for Kayfabe, 9 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday night is just another goddamn wrestling show. We'll have the fallout from the picks. Jed Schaefer, Ryan Blotty, a rumored Scott Barry may show up. Maybe. The Cheap Wood Paneling will be there. As always, it's the Rack, Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio. Never know what we'll talk about. Last week on the show, we talked about the contest of private parts that some city hall worker was doing. Yeah, he showed his private parts and emailed pictures of his penis around. Just part of a game. And
how is this news? I thought men did that in general.
But when it's, when it's a city employee... A little bit.
Oh, God, isn't that even more protocol
it's
to do
still
it?
A male.
And we also talked about the woman blaming McDonald's for turning her into a prostitute.
Oh, are you going to talk about the Mega Millions winner who fucked the entire, like, lotto pool they were in out of the winning ticket?
No, I did not. I didn't hear about this.
Yes, the winning ticket was apparently a part of a pool of McDonald's workers, and the woman that actually had the ticket is fucking them out of the money, or trying to.
We'll talk about that Saturday. We did talk this past Saturday how a guy bought lottery tickets, told his friend as he was buying them, after he bought them, that, you know, he has a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery, and then 3 hours later got struck by lightning.
Did he win?
No.
Did he live?
He lived. But yeah, he got struck by lightning. He did not win the Mega Millions.
So that proves my question.
Yeah. And
I asked my question is if you get struck by lightning, do you win the lottery? And the other question is if you win the lottery, do you get struck by lightning?
That answers your question. And we told you about the oddest book title of the year. It's called Cooking with Pooh.
Nice.
Saturday night, midnight is live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Omega, and the gang. Mace will be back for another week. It's Easter Sunday.
Yay.
We're going to be live at 10 p.m. Eastern talking pro wrestling. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Royal Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the ladies at Lynn's Ward, at Jackie Feist, at Triple Talk Wrestling Radio on Facebook somehow.
At TTWR1 on Twitter. And I have to say, before we go off the air, and Lindsay will be the only one to get this, and one other person will, squat and spread them. Right?
I have a feeling.
We'll explain it in the
We'll explain it when we go off the air.
I'll follow the leader on that one.
Yes, follow the leader.
That's what I figured when I saw that earlier. I caught it. Don't worry. I caught it. Anyway, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. We'll talk everything about the new people power era of Monday Night Raw next week here on the Raw Post Show. But for the lovely ladies of the Rack, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you live tomorrow night for Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
You can't see me, my time is now. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
WildTalkRadio.com